from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A South Porcupine landmark on the highway will soon be gone. Ontario Provincial Police are demolishing the two-story red brick building that hasn't been used for many years. Acting Sergeant Michelle Simard says it's antiquated and doesn't meet accessibility standards. There are still two office buildings on the property. The one on the left, as you look at it from the highway, is the detachment. The one on the right is the OPP's forensics identification section. 5 weeks to go until Rock on the River, and the city has put Timmins Festival and Events Committee Chair John Olifson's mind at ease. He was worried about the damage done to the ground at Hollingshire Park left by Snowcross, which had problems restoring it to its previous state due to snow and contaminants to it. At a meeting with the city, Olifson was told work will begin ASAP to rectify that.
I'm happy to say that the city is going to work on it to get it back to a usable state for us this summer.
It will only be a temporary fix because the city has plans to make the old ballpark more of a concert venue. It's Father's Day weekend, and in Ontario, that means free fishing. You don't have to buy a license. Natural Resources Minister Mike Harris says whether it's your first time or a family tradition, the free fishing weekend is a great way to explore Ontario's beautiful lakes and rivers. All conservation license, catch and size limits, sanctuaries, and other fishing regulations still apply. It's the second last time to enjoy free fishing in the province this year. Family Fishing Week is in late June. Federal Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre wants a severe reduction to the number of immigrants allowed into Canada, but he won't say by how much. Poilievre says our population has been growing out of control, and that's left our borders wide open to the free flow of drugs, illegal migration, human trafficking, and more. The Trudeau government had already pledged to reduce immigration numbers from 500,000 last year to 365,000 by 2027, a target agreed to by Prime Minister Mark Carney.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.